absolutely delighted, thrilled. We're rallying now nearly 20 years, and this is the kind of stuff you dreamed of. So absolutely over the moon.
And how did it come about?
I suppose we had a great race with Declan Boyle all weekend. The two of us were nip and tuck all day yesterday. Then Declan unfortunately had a bit of a problem with his car and incurred a penalty. So this morning we were, I suppose, racing the likes of Eugene Donnelly and Sam Moffat. So we got out of the blocks good and early this morning, set a fastest stage time, and we just maintained either first or second fastest in all the stages today, and had a good cushion from the end.
And how come things went so well today? You know, you're reckon rallying for 20 years. This is the first big victory, I suppose. You know, how come?
I don't know. I suppose we kind of have taken a bit of a more relaxed approach to the whole thing in the last few months, and you know, just go out and not put ourselves under any pressure, and just drive as best we can. It worked for us this weekend.
Would you suggest you're trying too hard other times?
Well, maybe you'd be too eager just to be up there all the time, and maybe a little bit of that. So, yeah, absolutely delighted just to be able to be on the pace all weekend and maintain it the whole way through.
But, you know, you're taking on big names like Declan and Brian Boyle. You saw them off, and then next on the radar, Eugene Donnelly and Sam Moffat. No mean achievers either.
No, I suppose we've been kind of racing the guys the last couple of years, and Declan certainly is the benchmark in Irish rallying, and to be close to him is a great pace for us to be on. That's what we've been looking to achieve, so we're finally getting close to it all the time.
How did the Ford Focus do for you?
No, I never missed a beat. The guys in VSM and Derry look after the car, and they leave nothing to chance. They really are meticulous in their prep. The car ran faultlessly.
Were there any hairy moments during the rally?
I'd say today now, this morning, when we knew if we could go out and really put in a strong time on stage one, I suppose there were a lot of ice in areas this morning, and it was a little bit adventurous at times, but it obviously worked out.
And what's next for Donna Kelly and Kevin Flanagan?
We're in Birr now in 2 weeks' time, start of the National Championship.
And yeah, still hopeful of continuing the good form, obviously.
Well, we'll see. We'll take each rally as they come and see how we go.
Well, congratulations and continued success.
Thank you.